WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things healthy boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving in your friendships? You know, that friend who always answers texts at 3 a.m., cancels plans last minute, or just ends up carrying the emotional weight of every drama? Well, guess what? It's time to ditch those always-on vibes and start setting some healthy limits. Because let's be real, strong friendships are built on mutual respect, not one-sided sacrifices. Today, we're diving deep into how to set those boundaries in your friendships. This isn't about being selfish or cutting people out of your life, it's about creating a space where everyone feels valued and respected, including you. Think of it like this. Setting boundaries is like tuning your own personal frequency, so you attract the right kind of energy and connections. So, let's get into it. 5 key takeaways to remember when setting those healthy limits in friendships. First up, learn to say no gracefully. I know, it can feel tough. But trust me, a well-placed no is like magic. It opens up space for things that actually matter. You don't have to over-explain or apologize. Sometimes, a simple, thanks for asking, but I'm already busy, does the trick. Remember, your time and energy are precious. Don't feel pressured to constantly be available to everyone. Number 2. Communicate clearly and directly. Don't beat around the bush. Express your needs and expectations honestly. Instead of dropping hints or hoping people will read your mind, have a clear conversation about what you're comfortable with. You might say something like, "Hey, I really value our friendship, but sometimes when we hang out for too long, I get overwhelmed. Would it be okay if we set a time limit?" Thirdly, don't be afraid to adjust your boundaries as needed. Life is constantly changing, and so are our needs. Maybe there was a time when you were always up for late-night chats, but now you need more sleep. That's totally okay. Reevaluate your boundaries regularly and make adjustments that serve you best. Remember, flexibility is key. Fourth, recognize the difference between helping and enabling. It's amazing to be supportive, but there's a line between being a good friend and constantly rescuing someone. Setting boundaries can actually empower your friends by encouraging them to take responsibility for their own lives. You might say something like, "I care about you, but I'm not able to solve all your problems. Have you considered talking to therapist, counselor?" And finally, remember to prioritize self-care. Setting healthy boundaries is a form of self-love. It shows that you value your time, energy, and emotional well-being. Make sure you're taking care of yourself, doing things that bring you joy, spending time with people who uplift you, and creating space for your own growth. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah has a friend named Lisa who constantly calls her late at night to vent about relationship drama. Sarah always feels obligated to listen, even though it drains her energy and makes it hard to get enough sleep. She's started feeling resentful and anxious whenever her phone rings. One day, Sarah decides to set a boundary. She tells Lisa that she's happy to listen during the day, but after 9 p.m., she needs to unwind and prioritize her own well-being. Lisa is initially surprised, but eventually understands and respects Sarah's need for space. Their friendship becomes even stronger because they both feel heard and respected. Remember, setting boundaries isn't about shutting people out, it's about creating a healthier dynamic where everyone can thrive. It takes courage, communication, and a whole lot of self-love. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. You'll attract more genuine connections, feel less stressed, and have more energy to pour into the things that truly matter. So, what's one boundary you're going to set in your friendships this week? Maybe it's saying no to a last-minute invitation, communicating your need for alone time, or simply being more honest about your feelings. Whatever it is, take action. You've got this. Remember, healthy boundaries lead to healthier relationships and happier you. Don't forget to subscribe to Healthy Boundaries, protect your peace so you don't miss a single episode. And share this podcast with your friends. Let's empower everyone to create those strong, supportive friendships they deserve. Until next time, keep it real, keep it healthy, and protect your peace.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.